Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark, even though.
Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and including my newsletter. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. I think you'll enjoy that. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Jay Myers is with us, and he's got a pretty robust suite on our website that we've created for him that shows all the times that he's been with us on the show and all the things that he's helped us understand. And he's the president and founder of Interactive Solutions, Inc. He's the author of Keep Swinging, which is an award-winning book. Jay, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you guys online.
ISITN, like Tennessee.com, and the book is KeepSwingingBook.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And he's in the video business. You're in the connection business more than anything, aren't you?
Well, yes, we're video conferencing, audio-visual systems, Jim, so we do things with telemedicine and healthcare type of technology, as well as distance learning, and then corporate conferencing. And we do it in a lot of different states, primarily the Southeast, but we install it pretty much worldwide, a lot of stuff in about 40 states.
And your business is growing like crazy, and we talked about that in the previous segment. But now I want you to tell us, you know, that was the good stuff. Now I want you to tell us, you know, let's pull back the curtains of your little booth there, Mr. Wizard, and tell us about some of the challenges that all this growth has created for you.
Well, we're going to go from $17.5 to $30 million this year, which is, you know, astounding. We're very excited about it, but it's also gut-wrenching in a lot of ways and just in a lot of problems, because we really haven't set the business up with the employee base to be able to almost double in 1 year.
Right.
So from just purely installing our equipment, we're having a hard time finding qualified people to put in our equipment and the extra workload.
Wait a minute, Jay. We got 20 million people unemployed or underemployed. You're having trouble finding people?
We are, and I think that the skilled labor market, for what we do, Jim, I'm not sure what, you know, some of the other listeners may have different businesses, but for what we do, installing the technology equipment and maintaining and doing the different things we need to have done it, we find it very difficult. We've literally brought in people from different states, Chicago and all these other places recently, because we can't find enough people in the Southeast.
We need to be training more technicians like that, don't we? And not just in your business, but in other industries as well, right?
We talk to schools, because they're clients of ours. We talk to them all the time about training people in technology systems to be able to get jobs when they get out of school. And they're working on it, but it's a very slow process, and it's very frustrating.
What about the funding? You know, every time you grow a dollar, you got to fund that dollar, especially in your business, where your B2B, business to business, you're giving people credit. You're taking the contract, and you're expending the money that you have to go to fulfill that project, and then you bill them, and then they pay you in 30, 60, 90 days or whatever. Somebody's got to fund that. How's that working out?
It's very difficult. Politely, I'll tell you, it's challenging. Every connection we have with the banking relationships and every dollar we can, you know, put down in terms of payments and guarantees and loans and all these different things, because, again, we didn't set the business up going into 2011 to almost double in size, and we've been very methodical pretty much in the past, you know, gaining maybe a million or two in revenue over the last few years, but then, you know, 17.5 to 30 has caught a number of people by surprise, obviously ourselves, but the bank is working real hard to try to help us out. Our accountant's working hard trying to figure out some options for financing for us on some different things. And, you know, it's wonderful to help people with the growth and stuff.
Jay, you've heard me say this before. The Blasingame second law of small business states it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. All small business owners are undercapitalized because we only have a limited number of options for our capital, from either profits, our own money that we put in the business, profits we leave in the business, or bank loans. That's pretty much it, isn't it?
That's correct. And, you know, Jim, I think you may remember in one of our past interviews, you and I talked about the fact that we saw this coming with our business to a degree, and you interviewed a guy named Doug Tatum that wrote a book about No Man's Land.
That's right. And Doug was on just a week or so ago.
Yeah, so Doug talked, and I had my whole staff read this book when we went in this year because we're like Doug described. We're too big to be small and too small to be big. And we're in that no man's land of trying to reach to the next level. It's challenging, exciting, gut-wrenching, all those emotions, but you got to recognize when you're in it that you got to do something about it.
Right. Well, otherwise you could literally, Jay, you could literally succeed yourself out of business.
You could, and I live in fear of growing broke.
Growing broke.
It's not really a laughing matter. It's just
no,
tough.
It's true. It really is. It's something to think about. I mean, there are people walking around out there who don't have the where's my next sale going to come from problem. They got a problem of I got a lot of sales. How am I going to fund those sales?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it around here all the time. You know, we need the POs to be checks.
Right.
That's what we got a lot of POs. We need checks, and so
exactly.
We're working hard on that.
That's exactly right. Now you got to watch that, and so congratulations. But you know what, Jay? That's a high class problem, isn't it?
Well, it is. We feel very fortunate, very gratified by what's happened. You know, the growth is astounding. I mean, I come in here every day. It's not false modesty. This place amazes me. I just try to do my part and get out of the way and make sure, you know, we get the bankers and accountants to work to finance all this stuff.
Well, good luck. I'm proud of what you guys are doing, and thanks for the great stories today. Jay Myers, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I will be, too. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.